Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. At this moment, you're joining a community of poets, of writers from around the world, all joined together for love of the written word and the spoken word. Welcome home. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, the September 20th, 2019 edition. I'm one of your hosts, Michael Amadei. Sitting across from me is the gentleman who keeps everything moving, my co-host and the producer, Mr. JT. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Doing really well. I'm happy to be here. Now, there's something kind of significant happening at the end of the weekend.
Yes.
Not the utter complete giving up on the Denver Broncos.
Right. That is correct.
Although that might be imminent. However, no, this is a good thing. So, JT, the end of the week, weekend, beginning of the week, right around that time.
Yeah.
Your birthday.
Yes.
Happy early birthday, my friend.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
And so JT actually chose the music for tonight.
Yes.
He chooses the music most nights, to be fair. But he's kind of going with more of a chill, beautiful vibe. I'm a huge fan of it. So I'm looking forward to hearing the different music you chose this evening. We're going to have a lot of great things on the show tonight. I think we're going to have, I know. We're going to have the clues for the next three clues for this month's Poet of the Month. I'm probably going to be doing some dance moves. That's still such a ripoff of Three Princes. It really is. And you know, I think we're just going to have a lot of great poetry and a lot of, you know, there's nothing really more happening besides the Poet of the Month.
Right.
Stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a thing that we should probably mention because we should be teasing this because it comes up next month.
Yes.
Next month. If you like World Poetry Open Mic, you're in luck, my friends, because we're testing something out. We're going to be doing a show on Wednesday evenings and Friday evenings. Not that we're testing out doing two nights a week. We're testing out which night of the week to do. Starting in October, first Wednesday in October. Do you know what day that's going to be, JT?
I don't.
We can pull that up here real quick. One of us can.
That would be the 2nd.
The 2nd? Okay. So October 2nd will be our first Wednesday night broadcast. And we're going to be starting it at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, so 2 hours earlier than this one starts. And so we're kind of accommodating the work night schedule for some people, but we wanted to see how it works, and so we'll be doing that October 2nd, and then we'll have a show, of course, on the 4th, and then we'll do it the next Wednesday, and we'll do that just all of October, and we're just going to kind of gauge it. So if you want to come join us, please do. We'd love to have you. Otherwise, it's going to be JT and I sitting here twiddling our thumbs, and I'll be playing guitar, singing all by myself, and it'll be absolutely wonderful. also, if you find if you've gotten some value for the show, you really if you want to contribute to the show, one of the things that I would and JT and I would like to ask you to do is help us by contributing to our anthology. We do an anthology once a year that helps fund the show for the rest of the following year. And the way you can contribute is through your own poetry. So if you want to contribute poetry, you can submit, what do we say, up to about 10 poems, JT? Is that what we said, something like that?
Yeah, right around there.
Right around then. So we're accepting submissions through Halloween, October 30th, as it turns midnight here, and it turns into November 1st. We stop accepting submissions. But we'll have it coming out a little bit before Christmas. You want to do it, send it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. Just put submissions for the anthology, and that's how we'll know which to do. Well, Susanna, if you don't know which one to contribute, just submit a bunch of them. Why not?
That's right.
That's a good thing to do. It gives us it helps make the thing better. I love having a lot of poems from multiple poets. And I like we could have a section where it is George and it's 5 to 10 of George's poems, and we can have the next. You know, that's actually really cool. It's a good thing to do. So don't overthink it. Do something good. That's all I have to say. Sounds like a T-shirt.
Yes.
You think? Actually, I had a great idea for another T-shirt, though. Another night, another failure.
Ooh.
Came from a script I had to put together earlier this week. All right, so another thing we have to say. My gosh, there's so much going on, my friend.
I know.
Yeah. We have an album coming out, which is Tales from... I'm even forgetting the title of the album. Tales from the Shining Sea.
Yes.
Sorry about that. My gosh, I've been working too much. But can you tell?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Tales from the Shining Sea. And it is basically new recordings of some of the favorite works of Edgar Allan Poe with new music beneath it, new readings, much higher production quality. And it's going to be out on the 25th. And that's something we're really excited about. Not 25th of this month, 25th of October, right before Halloween. It'll be available to stream, all that stuff. It'll be a lot of fun. All right, and last thing that I have to mention, my goodness, is also following, it'll start probably end of this month, submissions for World Poetry Magazine, where the first edition will be coming out in early 2020.
Oh, my gosh.
That's starting to open up, too. So,
wow. Yeah.
I know. So I'm going to get a little bit more high definition, and I'll have something to kind of explain it. I'll put it up on the webpage. But we're looking for poetry. We're also looking for short fiction. We're even looking for some columns, some ideas. So, you know, if you think you have something you'd like to contribute, let us know. It could be really, really fun. But we'll kind of put some stuff up so you'll understand kind of specifically what we're looking for. All right. That is a lot of stuff.
Yep.
My goodness. Should we just do the, let's do the rules, huh?
You got it.
All right, cool. Here's the rules for the show. Number one, no hate speech. We don't have it. We never will have it on the show. Number two, please skew PG-13. We're not in the business of censoring, but we want to make this a friendly place for children, families. So we just ask that you try to, you know, keep it kind of PG-13. If you're going to go a little bit over, we're going to kind of judge it. If it's art, we might not jump in. If it gets a little gratuitous, we're not judging your poem, but we do reserve the right to jump in and say, hey, could you read this during an After Dark segment, which we usually do at the beginning of every month. Rule number three, please be prepared with your poem when we come on the line. Rule number four, please keep your poetry no longer than 3 to 5 minutes. I think that's more of just a manners thing for everyone who's listening. It keeps the show moving. And number five, this is for JT and I. We love your comments and suggestions, and you know it's important for us that we have them written down. We have them so we can actually discuss them. If you're just saying them on the show, it's hard for us to get it. So if you have any of those comments, suggestions, send it to us, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, and that way we can actually talk about it. Okay, I think I've just talked a whole lot.
Yes, you did. I think you did good, though.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Let's move in. Let's move in the first segment. We need 5 unique callers. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate.
Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic. Wow, dude, I was meditating. I was under.
Yeah.
I was under, and now I'm on the air.
Yeah.
It was like getting slapped in the face by the end of that song, man. Not that I don't have any problem with your wife's voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was a rude awakening, my friend. We could have added like a sound effect at the end, like, and then we just know, hey, we're in a different world now. We're not in Kansas City anymore.
I could, if you really want. That'd be a little weird.
Sound effects, kazoo sound effects after a meditation track?
Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it?
I think so. Now, looking in the chat room, does anybody here listen to meditation music or anything like that? Does anybody actually do that? I'm always interested. Oh, it's interesting. So I asked that question right where the chat room is. Norton Security popped up right when I asked that question.
Oh, good. Yeah, make sure you close all that right. Little thing.
Well, Cynthia does.
Cynthia does. That's good.
Very good. Very good. Okay, cool. Huh. So we've got some great poets actually lined up here. I'm really excited for this segment. This would be a really good one to kick off. So we're going to go spend some time in Michigan, surprisingly enough. Let's go to Dennis in Michigan, leading off our first set this evening. Hello, Dennis. How are you?
Hello. Hello. Yeah, I'm doing real good.
All right.
How
are
you doing?
We're doing wonderfully. Yeah.
And did you say it was JT's birthday coming up?
Yeah, in just a few days.
Yeah. So I'm going to beat the rush. And right now, I'd like to say, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear JT. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you.
It wouldn't be a birthday. It wouldn't be a birthday without Dennis singing happy birthday. That's
very good. Yeah. Very true.
I don't know whether you said you were looking forward to it or you
did. Oh, we always look forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. We're glad. We're glad he's a super part of this show. And we're going to celebrate with him.
I will. I mean, he might not want me there, but I'm going to be, you know, leaning in the window. Yeah, me too. Happy birthday. Like, who invited that guy?
Really interesting night.
Anyway, Dennis, what do you have for us?
All right. Well, I have a poem that I wrote. I know the poetry form of the month is the elegy. I don't know if this fits, but we'll see. The title of the poem is The Money Man Moves On, and it's regarding the recent death of Eddie Money. And it reads like this. It appears Eddie Money has cashed in all his chips. Too early, if you ask me, I would have said to him, baby, hold on. Maybe I'm a fool to think I knew what was good for him. I know I can't walk on water. I'd be shaking and sinking. I know he was looking for peace in our time. I want to go back to the simpler days also. I can see by the love in your eyes, you were a Eddie Money fan. So, take me home tonight. I think I'm in love with Eddie's music, too. Funny thing, Eddie had two tickets to paradise, but he only needed one. Rest in peace, Eddie Money. End of poem.
Hear, hear. I love that one.
That was really good, yeah. Dennis.
That was, you know, there's so many amazing artists leaving us, but it's funny. I think it's things that we're becoming consciously aware of more. There's always been great artists leaving us, but it doesn't mean we can't stop and reflect and appreciate the ones who are still among us and the ones whose time has come. And I thought that was really fitting.
Well, I incorporated 8 song titles in that piece.
Yeah, we always picking that
and,
up.
And I don't know if that'll work as an elegy or not, but it is my tribute to Eddie Money, and he entertained so many people for such a long time, and we're going to miss him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. I will too. Dennis, thank you, sir. And we hope to hear from you in the return engagement.
I plan to, and thank you very much. I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic. I'm going to say, God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. You know what I was thinking about? I saw Cynthia post this not long ago, and we'll talk to her when she comes up.
Uh-huh.
But a few years ago was Posick, right?
Yes.
Around this time.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Kind of crazy to think about.
Wow. It. Yeah.
Was that 2017?
No, because the one here?
Yeah. Well, because so we didn't have a Posick until after my first year teaching was our first Posick.
Right.
So that would be in 2016. The second year was the year that Dennis and Cynthia were here.
Yeah.
And that would have been 2017.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Dennis says 2016.
Maybe I'm nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, because the 2017 Cynthia had it up in Vancouver.
That's totally right. That makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm sure Dennis knows when he left.
Thank you, Dennis. Here. Keeping us straight.
Okay. Yeah, 2015 must have been that. So
yeah.
Must have been right after I started teaching then.
Yep. Yeah, because you were able to.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Wowie wow. Wow. That's all I got to say about that. Wow. Okay. I've been reading Catch Me If You Can by Frank Abagnale Jr. Crazy book. The movie's great, but the book's kind of, I think, more interesting.
Well, yeah.
But I cannot get Christopher Walken out of my head.
Of course not.
This book. It doesn't even matter. Like, that guy has nothing to do with Christopher Walken, but I still see him as Christopher Walken.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Let's stay in Michigan. We're going to move just a little ways, a little to the left, a little to the left. We're going to go to George in Michigan. Hello, George. How are you, sir?
Hello. It's Friday, and I just got back from Washington. I was taking Sharpie training.
Oh, you were? Okay, good. That's very important from what I hear.
It's a new form of revisionist history, the Sharpie.
Well, you know, revisionist is the only kind that we like, right?
That's right. Revisionism, that's the only one we like.
it's the only one where we win all the time.
That's right. I'm going to, in the train engagement, I'm going to cover one that Susanna wrote, or a little combination of her and my thing. Now, this one, my little scribble sheet says that I read it once here, but it was in May of 2016, so that's, I'm sorry, so anyway, it was like 2 or 3 years ago. So I'm reading it again. It's a little prose piece called Good, Good, Fine, Fine. In the big office, we had an older man who brought mail and printouts to each department. He entered briskly and knew everyone's name. His name was Demetrius, and we called him D, and he was endlessly happy and agreeable, a big grin and accessible face. His greeting always had good, good, fine, fine in it, even if you didn't ask for it. If you ask him a question, he also had a serious and articulate answer. He heard that my mother had passed, and he dropped off a heartfelt note for me the next day. We got to know him as good, good, fine, fine. And while for some people it was more snide and sideways, perhaps condescending, for me it was a charm, a gift, a contrast to our pseudo-professional facades. One day, good, good, fine, fine did not appear. They said he'd had a fatal stroke. I found his obituary in the paper, and it told of a Demetrius who had written a book about hybrid roses and published an article about Southern blacks migrating to the industrial North with the struggles of their assimilation. His son was a doctor at Cleveland Clinic. Turns out D was way more than good, good, fine, fine, and that he was seeing so much more about us than we were seeing of him. They replaced him with a stern, quiet woman who wore too much cologne, and we never even knew her name. And my days in the office were never as good, good, or fine, fine as they were before. End of piece.
I found that really enjoyable. What did you think, JT?
Oh, I loved it the first time. I love it now.
Yeah, yeah. That's
well, thank you. Thank you.
I'm resisting the urge of saying it's good, good, and then having JT say fine, fine.
Fine, fine.
Well, I'll say it for you. Good, good, fine, fine.
I think I'm going to – maybe I'll challenge myself to say that for an entire week. Yeah, good, good, fine, fine.
Mm.
You know, I can walk out of the room.
Well, you know, he really did do it.
Did he?
And, you know, it made him seem in some ways, trivial or something. You know what I mean? Because of that.
Yeah.
Sort of a easy way out kind of an answer for everything. It turns out there's way a lot more man to it than just that good, good, fine, fine.
Yeah, yeah. Seems like it. Oh.
So I'll leave you good and quite fine and let another poet stand up.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it, and we appreciate your work. We'll see you during the return engagement.
Got it.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. And that was George calling from Michigan, the number two spot in our first segment here. JT, you know, I'm feeling a little international.
Right now.
You know, and there's one thing I just feel like I have to say this, though. Reading the Bible doesn't make you a saint, and stealing a candy bar in a Toronto airport does not make you a suave international criminal. Okay, I just wanted to say my piece.
All right.
Trying to live my truth here, JT.
Okay.
Trying to live my truth.
I'll let you live your truth. That's okay.
All right, let's go now to Cynthia in Vancouver, British Columbia. Good evening, Cynthia.
Hey, I have to know who stole the candy bar now.
Oh, actually, I don't think anybody did. Officially, no one stole the candy. No, no one stole the candy bar.
But I'm very curious who unofficially might have pocketed one.
That would be me.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was not you. Wait, it was you? You've been to Toronto? Were you in Toronto?
Not yet. No.
it took place in Toronto, so I have to know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that way you can get us out of it if we have a problem, right? You know people.
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't mind, but I don't know.
By the way, congratulations on the new podcast, the interview thing that you're doing. And what's the title of it again?
So it's called Behind the Keyboard, but we didn't realize that for musicians, all of our musician friends think it meant a keyboard that you play.
Well, that's just
and we were thinking the author behind the typewriter.
Well, which makes sense. It's just musicians think everything's about them. That's the
yeah. And all my musician friends are like, I didn't know you played keyboards. He's like, no. We've got to focus on authenticity, and I don't know if spirituality is really the word. You can be atheist and still. Kind of instead of just talking about structure and stuff, we're going to interview them about them.
Good.
And then they're going to lead a mini workshop in their genre.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I'm just going to plug it really quickly. That'll be Thursday the 26th behind the keyboard. People can Thursday, September 26th at 7 p.m. Vancouver time. Anyone around the world can come sign up, and it's on Zoom.
Perfect. Perfect.
So
you have to sign up to listen to it?
I think so. It's free. I think you have to, because we're using the platform Zoom, we have to let you in. So you have to, I'm not the technician. My friend Nicole is like the JT of this.
Oh, perfect.
And I'm just there to have fun and co-host a bit.
It's kind of nice to do it from that angle, isn't it, Cynthia? It's kind of like.
I have the better job. Like, she's responsible for everything. And I'm there asking a couple of questions and directing any troubles to Nicole while I have fun.
But, you know, but you got to realize, for a while, I felt really, really bad about having JT running all this stuff. And then I realized, one, JT's really good at this, and JT enjoys, I think, doing that part. And two, he's bringing something that I don't bring, but then I'm bringing something that JT doesn't bring. And so none of them are worth more than the other. But we can just see how valuable the person running the tech is, I think, from the seat that I'm in and that you're in for this podcast.
For sure. She does it for a living. So for her, the tech part is like kind of just natural and easy. And for me, having fun talking.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm there too. I can understand that. So anyway, we could talk, I'm sure, this whole time, but let me step back and let you read, and then we'll talk after, okay?
So my poem tonight is based on a Canadian photographer's work. He's a Jewish man, Liren Gertzman, and last night I was invited to read poetry that I composed earlier to his Beautiful Nature show, and I won't put the link in the chat because I think I will get in trouble, but I'll put his name in. He's just taken this approach to ecology where instead of just yelling at people to stop doing bad things that make climate change worse, he just took photos of all these beautiful spaces in BC to say, this is what we're protecting. And so I wrote this poem. This one was to a photo that was kind of taking place in winter. So I called it Earth Medicine. When sunlight permeates rainforest winter and blackbirds ascend from violet bark, soft clouds drift into ancient dragonflies, moving like wind across the sky. On those rare days, when the blue in the raven's wings shines in the light, go through the open doors. End poem.
That was a beautiful piece written about a really beautiful idea. I think that's kind of worthwhile, don't you think? Instead of, well, I think it takes all things, all sides, to kind of make a change like this. I think sometimes we get so caught up in pushing the negative narrative, we don't remind ourselves what we're saving, too.
That's what I thought was so refreshing, because there are so many protests going on, because BC is so new, it's newly, you know, it's like new for so many humans to be here. It's one of the few places on Earth where humans have come later than they have, you know, except for Indigenous people who are living peacefully. But it's one of the first. So nature is still really raw and so beautiful. But yeah, I just love what he did. Like the exhibit was up for a month. I went to it almost every day. And then at the end of all the poetry and after he spoke, he just mentioned, so this is what we're protecting. So remember, you know, to take the small actions that you can. And it was just so nicely done.
That's very valuable.
I'm going to put my work into my new book as well. So I've got
that's
some more.
Wonderful. And how do you, and not that you have to answer this really publicly, but how is the new book coming?
I'm really glad that, well, you might be waiting to, I'm not quite ready. I can always use more time.
Cynthia, I'm not pushing you either, because I had to completely reimagine how the book was put together when I had to rebrand it. And so I've been in that process too. So it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm completely fine.
I'd love more editing time, but
me too.
So it's awesome. And happy birthday to JT, and I'll let the next poet come on.
Sounds good. Thank you, Cynthia. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye. And that was Cynthia Kahn from Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm tasking her about her podcast, her book, and everything. By the way, I asked JT if I could bring this up earlier. I'm just throwing this out. For anybody on the show who's putting up books, putting out chat books, or wants to, I want to offer, one, reach out to me. I can kind of help put you through that process if you'd like, because I've just had to go through a bunch of times. But also, if you are needing a cover to your book, now I do have to charge a little bit of money for it, but for the people who are on this show, I'll just give like a massive discount to it. But if anybody wants a book cover, or if anybody's doing something like that and needs something, please let me know. This is something that I've done a lot of. I can, you know, you guys have seen a lot of my work too, but just reach out to me, michaelamade.com, or you can put it, just send it to World Poetry Open Mic at Gmail. I'll get it there too. So if anybody needs that, let me know. All right, let's go to the next poet. Place where we're cooking eggs on the sidewalk. Let's go to Mary in Arizona. Hello, Mary.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Doing wonderfully, doing thank well. You. Doing wonderfully.
I miss you guys.
We miss you, too.
I feel like I saw the neighbors again after so long. Hi.
Hey. We're still alive.
All right. I'll share a scribble. On the return, I'm going to sing this time around. Stevie Nicks, why not? Mm-hmm. Oh, come on now. see what technology does? I hate it. Here we
Beautifully done, Mary. We miss you when you're not with us, but we understand. We're just happy when you come back.
I feel you guys with me every Friday, whether I'm with you physically or not, and we're not physically, of course, but you know what I mean.
we're stately neighbors. It's all good.
But I think at some point the listening does turn physical. Otherwise, we're etheric listening is a totally different deal.
Absolutely. I wanted a connection. That's why I liked that Philip suggested that I call in and sing, for God's sake, just do something to have a connection. I want a connection with people.
Yeah.
And now I have a connection with people who are great writers and poets. So how about that? My luck.
Well, we're so happy when you when you're with us, and we we miss you when you're not around. And thank you so much for calling
right.
and sharing.
You're welcome. Onward ho. Yep.
All right. Talk to you soon. That was Mary Kahn from Arizona. All right. I think sometimes Mary and Cynthia have competitions for who are the best, like, mic drop. Just hang up
yeah,
on
just
mic.
Doom, thing. You're done.
That's literally, that's the World Poetry Open mic, mic drop, M-I-K-E. They just, so anyway, just hang up on me. I'm like, ouch. No, it's totally like I don't take it seriously. All right, let's go now to a place where well they have a lot of pencils. Let's go to Jim in Pennsylvania. Hello, James. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay.
Doing all right, huh?
Well, I've been emotionally a dark place.
I'm sorry to hear that, my friend. I am sorry to hear that. We're happy you're with us this evening, though.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I hope you can indulge me. I'm going to be, when I read this piece, I'm going to be taking the elevator all the way down to the sub-basement on this one.
Okay.
So, you were going to say something?
Oh, no, I was just going to kind of prompt and ask what you had for us, so that was perfect.
It's untitled, so I don't know what to title it.
Okay.
She was never his last hope for happiness. That ship had long since sailed. And with her gone, the future he faces of long, lonely nights, a continuation of where he's been and where he belongs. End of poem.
It was a dark piece, but I think a really authentic one.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, we're really...
Yeah, okay. No, I don't know.
All right, buddy. Jim, we love you, buddy. And we're sorry you're going through this.
Thank you.
Just keep putting one foot in front of the other, okay? That's all you can
I'll try.
Do. All right. Will we talk to you during the return engagement?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll talk
Later.
To you soon. Bye. And that was Jim calling from Pennsylvania, ending our first segment. I feel for him, man.
Yeah.
It's just we've all been through, and I don't know the details, obviously. So, Jim, I don't know the details of what you're going through, but we've all been through kind of those breakups, those negative moments, and you know, it's hard. It's really hard, and so I give you all kinds of credit, buddy. All right. So, on that note, JT, you know, can I get a few more minutes to get the rest of my clues together? I'm having issues logging.
Yeah,
into things.
We can okay. Put it to the next.
So we'll just move it into the next segment.
Absolutely,
we'll do the,
sir. The
next three clues at the beginning of the next segment. So let's just get some more callers lined up. Okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, cool. So we need five more unique callers. The number 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
Rock the mic. Rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic. Rock the mic. Hot. Hot, hot like this. I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock. When you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, and we're back here for the second segment. You're right that the meditation music is like those hard stops because the album just flows from one to the other.
Right. Yeah. It's a new album by Above and Beyond. I'm gonna plug somebody else's stuff.
Well, who cares? That's great.
But
great.
It's a new album from Above and Beyond.
Yeah.
Called Flow State, and what it's meant for is meditation or you know whatever you need.
Just kind of feeling
just,
in that.
Just
flow
kind
state.
Of a flow. So it's
well, so much music. If you notice now, so much music now is, you know, in the past it used to be about singles, used to be about albums and all these different feels. Well, now if you notice song, albums are really almost have the same sort of vibe throughout the whole record.
Yeah.
It's because vibe is important now.
Yes.
So if you're at work and you want to listen to Above and Beyond, but you need something that's going to chill, that's going to allow you just to kind of be in your thing. Well, what are you going to play?
Right.
Makes so much sense to me. And, They're a great group. And, you know, where would we be if we weren't here tonight? If we weren't doing the show tonight?
We'd be at Red Rocks at Above and Beyond's concert.
Yeah, seeing them perform tonight.
Right.
So, but we're happy to be here with all of you.
Absolutely.
And we've got two great people lined up here. So let's just get into it. And I will do the clues of the poet of the month after the poets in this segment, okay?
Yes.
All right. Let's go right now to Mama Oladeji in Cleveland,
we've got
Ohio.
Two great people lined up here. So let's just get into it. And I will
good evening,
do the
Mama.
Clues of the poet of the month after the segment.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing as well as I can be doing in consideration of all things. But I'm here, and I'm glad for you all to be back.
We're happy to be, too.
I lost my password again, so I can't get in the chat room. I can't remember. Took too long. Couldn't remember. Don't know where I put it again for the fifth time.
Look underneath your keyboard.
You keep telling me that. I have a, what you call it, a remote keyboard, so it doesn't stay in one spot.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, here we go. I already told you happy birthday, so I don't have to say that again. I said it privately. And the name of this piece that I think you might want to hear is called Major Not Minor. And what I'm doing is, again, I'm going through my Poetry Soup poems, and I'm taking the best comments and the best responses and picking up like three poems that I think got really good comments. And I think I'm going to read this one called Major, Not Minor. Major, so major, not minor. When things were cool between us, my dude and I, we had an understanding. I mean, he knew I was down for most everything that was righteous. We had our own bond. He knew certain things. He knew certain things that I could never be convinced of. He also knew that I tried to go along to get along. He also knew when I was uneasy, but this was totally a breach. So major, not minor. I mean, he was and is my mind. So he knew my mind. He never warned me or prepared me. I mean, he knew I was okay with all that. I survived all that. And I came to grips with all that. With all that had happened, I coped and had hope. And struggled, and always, after straying away, would find my way. I mean, before the final blow, I was on my way. Knowing that he ultimately had the last say, I mean, what could I really do? I lived and learned along the way. Who is in charge is the question. Who do I blame is the other question. Why the buildup? Why did you allow my will and her will to run free, then cut us down? I mean, you knew we had nothing more than what we had inside where my choices were. Negotiating with your will, I got the notion that you were down with me, even proud of me sometimes, and that it was all good. But now I have an attitude problem. Seems like I just can't adjust it. No one to blame but God, so it seems. They say he gives and takes away. They also say be glad and rejoice in his giving. There were no instructions in this manual called life, saying you are not allowed to be angry at God. There was no instructions saying that you're not allowed to be angry at God. It doesn't have any instructions. It does not mean that I am not grateful for all that he has done in the past. and may be still doing in the now. But that was a deal breaker. That was inexplainable. Like, the only gift I really got was taken back, like a friend that turns on you for no good reason. So now I have an attitude problem. Seems like I can't adjust it. No one to blame but God, so it seems. They say he gives and takes away. They also say be glad and rejoice in his giving. But what do you do in his taking away? Now I have an attitude problem. I mean, it just means I cannot help how I feel. I have an attitude problem. It means I'm restless and confused and intolerant, and I feel let down and lonely and forsaken. It means I do not have any other choice. I was ready. I was already with him. I was already loving him. It means I'm afraid of what else he will allow to happen. I'm afraid of what he may cause to happen. My last hope is to keep my thoughts pure. I'm trying to keep my thoughts pure, to give him the benefit of his reasoning, but this is so major, not minor. I see a wicked world. I conclude he has come to collect his jewels. I conclude he is taking away the good ones. I conclude that something worse than sudden death is coming. And I should not have an attitude, but a continuous gratitude, because his plan is not my plan, and now I must depend on him because he knows the future. He knows who he wants to spare. And I surrender, but I don't want to be angry. And I do not want to be left behind. Unless someone here on earth needs me to be here, I'll just surrender. And I don't even promise to let go of my attitude. My attitude just left. And there was a peace that came over me. I mean, God is my dude. He gave me that divine insight back again and that peace that passes all understanding. And I'm cool now. God is still my friend and my protector. He whispers, store up the ever after. Don't sweat this minor existence. Reminding me that this knowledge is so major and this earthly life is so minor. Indeed.
I really, really enjoyed that piece.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I went through my poems and picked out the ones that had the best comments, and so I always try to bring you out ones I know you will enjoy, because you were some of my best critics and gave me my best inspiration as a poet. I love both of you all, and thank you for
thank you, Mama.
For all you do for us.
Absolutely. Now, did you hear? Not that you have to, we're not requiring it, but next month, October, all of October, we're doing a show on Wednesday nights and Friday nights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it starts 2 hours earlier on Wednesdays. I'll put it everywhere, but just so you know, we're testing out the idea of moving it to Wednesday, but we're gonna do both during October just to kind of see how it measures out.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
So major, not minor.
Major, not minor. That's right.
That's right.
All right. Hey, thank you, Mama. We'll talk to you soon.
You will.
All right, thank you. And that was Mama LaDeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio, leading off our number one spot here in the second segment. All right. The land of hopes and dreams. The land of enchantment. The land of Yankees in Connecticut court. Let's go to Barbara in Connecticut.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Well, I have no sound, so it's really interesting. I got on and there was sound, and then it just stopped, and my computer is so wonky that I refuse to, you know, push it any further.
I understand. You're not wanting to engage with the wonk.
It's so bad. It's so slow, and it's at 100%, and I just think it's, you know, it's like that time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I understand.
Anyway, I'm going to read the poem I wrote for the garden this week, and the prompts were determined and unyielding. And the quote was from Robert Frost, "Never be bullied into silence. Never allow yourself to be made a victim. Accept no one's definition of your life. Define yourself." And my poem is called, "When Is It Time to Take a Stand?" As life streams by, many events happen to you. Some are inescapable, and you must accept with an unyielding decision what has occurred. It is never easy, but we all live with this undeniable pain when faced with those decisions. We struggle all the time to do the right thing, but most of us do not want to make waves in our lives. We like the smooth surface and drift along in the calm, never wanting the seas to be turbulent so our little lives will be safe and not capsized from the force overcoming them. And yet there are times when it is not okay to stay in your safe little boat and not try to fight the uncompromising with all of your might, for this dark wave will engulf you, and your tightly protected safety will disintegrate as the torrent rolls over you and all you hold dear. So we must be determined to fight whatever is going to destroy us, as it is only our struggle against it that will bring back our safe little world and not force us into a place where life is strange and unforgiving. No matter how loud or pushy the bully might be, we must never give in and remain silent while our lives are being bombarded with the venom of this bully. And we cannot accept the vitriol or his tirades as necessary for our lives. Fighting alone is not enough. We must rise up in massive numbers to say to this bully, "We have had enough. You cannot push us with your defiant stance and boisterous behavior into doing your bidding." And as we all march together with this thought in mind to sew back our democracy as Betsy Ross sewed our first flag, we will be fighting to take down the bully who has planted himself on top of our stars and stripes. End poem.
Very, very well done, Barbara. We appreciate that.
Thank you. I have a little bit of a struggle this week with my mouth. So,
in what way?
Teeth.
Okay.
Woo.
Teeth. Yes, I have. Unfortunately, I've lost some teeth in my years. And so,
sure.
You know, I have something that goes in there. And then this week I had a sore.
Ooh.
and now I can't use those teeth.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, when things like that happen, at least just from my limited experience, it just pervades everything. I mean, your life literally becomes about how your mouth feels.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It no, I, you know, I had to go out without them, and I felt very, you know, like, oh, my God. Mm. I mean, it's not a lot of teeth and a loss, but still, they're all covered up all the time.
Yeah, I understand.
And so going out without them, I feel very naked, like you're going out without your underwear or something.
You did remember to wear your underwear, though, at the same time, right? It wasn't like a double whammy.
Don't answer that, Barbara. Don't answer that. Okay. All right.
No, never. But I wrote this for the garden, and it was late. So anybody who's in the garden who heard it now, that's Jerry's going to post it soon. So that was my little, I guess, answer to what's been going on this week.
Yeah.
I don't think I can stay sane much longer.
It's
very difficult to read the news and stay sane. I mean, did you hear about this person who drove through Sears Roebuck into the mall?
No.
Yes. This person went through the window of Sears Roebuck into a mall and was driving in the mall.
Yeah, I believe that.
Well, that sounds either a condition.
It's what's going on these days.
Or,
I mean, yeah okay, whatever.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not really a whatever though. It's kind of there's a lot of insanity out there, and I think it's all feeding each other. Just because you're feeling like, I mean, we all feel like this. You spend time looking at the media, you start feeling like it's crazy. And then the people among us who are not able to handle that or have a weird bent, it suddenly starts taking them way farther. And I'm not blaming the media for it. I'm just saying it's the culture we're in. You know,
I think all our safeguards are being taken away from us, and people are unable to be, understanding what's going on. And a lot of people aren't able to do what you or I could do, which is write it out.
Yeah, right.
Because if I didn't write it out, I'd scream a lot. You know, I'd be screaming a lot.
I scream while I'm writing, actually. But it's usually, I don't actually scream any words. I just yell, while the words are coming out, though. So it's a...
True.
I'm a strange writer.
Anyway, I'm going to get off the phone so that we can get to the return engagement.
Sounds great.
And talk to you guys later. And I hope that wasn't too bad because, you know, I have a lisp when I don't have my teeth.
No, it was just fine.
You sounded just fine, yeah. Barbara.
Yeah, there was. We wouldn't have known if you hadn't said something, but we'll be thinking of you and we wish you the speediest of recoveries.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's really hard. I have to eat all soft food and it's really like...
Yep.
Yes, it's changed my life completely. Anyway, you guys have I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut, rounding out the second segment. We didn't have a lot of callers tonight. That's okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right. You know what time it is, JT?
Oh, I think I do.
It is time, my friend, for the next three clues of Poet of the Month. Oh, yeah. Poet of the Month. I love how dependable the technology is. This is just what we... All right. So just I'll recap the clues from last week and then go into this one. So once again, these are three clues last week, three clues this week as to the identity of our Poet of the Month. A few people have sent in emails kind of guessing, and no one has gotten it yet. So this week I feel might help, but I'm going to read last week's quickly first. Clue number one from last week, Pilgrim Beyond the Shore. Clue number two, Apple followed by France. Clue number three, More Than One Voice in the Night. Okay, now here's this week's three clues. Clue number one, Dante's Translation, The Comedy Divine. Number two, Night Passing. And three, The Beard That Grew from the Fire. And those are your three clues. Now, I can't, for some reason, log into our site here,
So I'm going to be trying to put it on through my phone here in a minute. So please just bear with me if those clues are not up quickly. Worst case, I'll put them up this evening or tomorrow morning on the main site. All right. Do you want me to read them again one more time? I'll do them. Here we go. Just because I know people take notes. Dante's Translation, The Comedy Divine. Night Passing, The Beard That Grew from the Fire. Those are your three clues for this month's Poet of the Month. And now the time is nigh.
Nigh?
Bill Nye, the science guy.
All right.
I'm surprised he hasn't done that joke yet. He kicks in a door. The time is nigh.
What? You know what? He probably has.
You'd have to, right? Or yeah. Maybe like he has a brother named like, you know, Rick Nye, who like no one likes, who uses that joke all the time.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for us to do the return engagement. It means anybody who wants to call in can. Anybody who wants to share another poem, you can. Or call in for the first time. Either way, it all works. 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, and we're back. Sorry, I'm getting out of this yoga position, too, George. Yeah. It's called Upside Down Dog Mistake. That was the pose I was just in.
Warrior.
You know, so I've been trying to do a lot of yoga.
Yes.
And the reason being, well, and you met a good friend of my family's who's a car mechanic.
Yes.
And he actually has a place called Car Mechanics, K-A-R-M-A, which is amazing. That's a
great name.
Where he's a master. I mean, he's the kind of guy who, the dealerships where you usually take your car, he's the kind of guy who has the certifications to teach those people.
Yeah.
So he's a master, but he owns his own place. And so you got to meet him. But the dude, how old would you say he looks? Maybe early 60s?
Maybe 60s, yeah.
Probably early 60s, don't you think? The guy's 78 years old. But
doesn't move it.
Right. Well, so he lives.
Doesn't look it.
It's yoga twice a day. It's you know, I think he's pretty much vegan, I think. But the guy also, you know, he lives very simply. Doesn't have a family. Will go to India a couple times a year and take motorcycle trips through India. Cool guy. Really cool guy.
That's awesome.
You know? And but I've started looking at him like, you know what? All I need to know about doing yoga and stuff is I can look at the people who I can look at the people I want to kind of be like when I get older, health-wise. What do they all do? Yoga. Guess what? Mikey's doing some yoga.
Yep.
So I'm trying to get really into it. I'm trying to trick my brain into getting obsessed with it because I kind of lose my mind after about 25 minutes. I'm like, what am I doing right now? I'm trying to twist myself into a pretzel.
Maybe that album will help.
You know, maybe so. Although I have tons of music like this.
I know you do.
But I love it nonetheless. So I do have it on my phone since we were playing it. I pulled it up and I saved it. So it'll go right next to where I have Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves soundtrack.
Wonderful.
All right. So we've got some great callers lined up here, it looks like. Oh, yes, we definitely do. All right. Sorry, I'm just...
I know.
I have not watched Family Guy in many years, I have to be honest with you. Let's head right now to Michigan. Let's kick it off with Dennis. Hello, Dennis. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
All right.
What in the world happened to the sound?
Well, let's see. So you're a little bit low. We're just going to adjust the sound a little bit here, Dennis. One second. I don't know. Is everything plugged in correctly? Everything good?
Oh, try now.
All right. Dennis, can you try talking again really quickly?
Sure, I'm glad to be back.
Boom, that's what it was. Okay, we got it.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
all
well,
right.
What happens is we have so many cables in here, and occasionally they start to kind of get a little tricky and go out, so we don't know until it happens. So there you go. But you sound great
like
now.
Sounds like Barbara's wonky computer.
Yeah.
It does. By the way, we look in the chat room and your comments and George's comment, a bunch of the comments just keep us cracking up the entire show. And that was the one about the senses all going was definitely one of those for us. So
we're having fun in the chat room.
I love that. You know, to think that this show didn't have a chat room for years really is strange now.
Yeah.
Because it's such a big part of the show. But at any rate, hindsight's 2020. Anyway, what do you have for us this time, Dennis?
All right. I have a poem I wrote recently. The title is Gift of Cycles. And it reads like this. The moon in all its phases, the seasons holding hands, occur with distinct purpose and happens as God plans. The ebb and flow of tides, migration of the geese, God crafted his creation to work like a timepiece. Life, too, has its cycles, a beginning, middle, and last. God set it all in motion, the pendulum he cast. The periods of night and day, the darkness and the light, created for our rest and work. We sometimes get it right. We witness all these cycles, the order that they bring. They're not mere coincidence, but a gift from God our King. End of poem.
Wow. I really enjoyed that, Dennis.
Yeah, I did too.
Good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. No, really. Appreciate the work, and we appreciate really everything you do for the show. I know it's going to be a little strange for us being on twice in a week, but we'll hope you'll be able to join us at least one of the Wednesdays if you find the chance.
Well, Wednesday's a hard day for me. I may not be the first caller on the show on Wednesdays because I may not get back home in time to do that. But I should still be able to participate when I do get home from my regular times on Wednesday. So
okay,
it's a little bit earlier. We'll work it out and we'll give it a go. And I have much luck to you all, and thank you again for all you do for us. We really appreciate that, and you just don't know how much we appreciate it. And like I say, we're going to have to show you in tangible ways. So I'm working on what I can do. So thank you so very much. I'm going to step aside and let the next poet step up to the mic. I'm going to say God bless.
God bless, Dennis. All right. And that was Dennis Collin from Michigan here, leading off the return engagement, which we haven't even played that sound effect. JT, when you have a moment. He led off the return engagement.
Engagement.
Don't those sound like people you'd want to have over at your house for Christmas?
All the time.
It's Christmas. Get out. Get out right now. I'd be the kind of guy to wear like a mistletoe hat, but it's like... but it makes me sneeze and I'm having an allergy attack. I really wish this hat wasn't so funny. I would stop sneezing. It's not that funny. Take it off. I can't. The joke's too good. Okay. Let's go now to Arizona. Let's visit again with Mary. Hello,
hey, Mary.
You
both are so cute. I want to pinch your cheeks.
Well, you know, you can pinch JT's cheeks. His birthday's coming up.
The birthday cheeks. I get the
birthday
pinch.
Cheeks. Which cheeks are we talking about now? Okay.
Suddenly, I started laughing a little harder. No, this is I appreciate too this wonderful place. I'm going to say that out loud before I share my scribble.
Thank you.
And the scribble I shall share. This is called Beyond the Distant Shorelines. Sleep comes restlessly with transiting thoughts as crossed upon as familiar trudges through distant lands where time is just a detail and slumber comes deeply through till eyes are cracked from seeing. Still I care to dream where rustling means the sweetness of grass moving into autumn winds and tones are sometimes put to words with unity and hopeful hues now brighter than before. To wait where freedom sits there patiently and skies fill up from blue. End poem.
Beautifully, beautifully done. Wow.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the venue for trying out to see your written word spoken, because I think it makes a difference how we can affect our, even ourselves and our own ears.
Yes.
By writing with a cadence that's that listens better to us.
That's
anyway. That's enough of my esoterical talk. On to the next one. Thank you guys very much. Chat whenever I can. I play music now. For assisted living places.
Oh, wonderful.
I go in and play music for little groups of people, and I'm having a great time. Not such a great time driving around the desert with a clinkety clunkety, but the rest of it is perfect. And I have my Glenn that I love him. So onward ho, isn't that different than four and a half years ago when I was in Wisconsin in a whole different place, and you remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's come a long way, Mary.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Come a long way, baby. No Pall Mall cigarettes for me. You guys are too young to even know what I'm saying.
I think we know what's going on. Yeah, JT knows what's up. And I never
old
know what's going on.
Old TV commercials.
Yeah.
Little quipped. Yeah, anyway. All right. Enough of me. Bye.
All right. We'll see you later.
Bye,
Thank
Mary.
You so much, Mary.
Thank you.
We love you.
You're welcome.
All right.
We love you, too.
You know, I think we could make a whole new advertising campaign. You come a long way, JT. We have you standing in the exact same poses as the models from that ad campaign.
Yeah.
We just superimpose your head.
That'd be awesome.
There's a thing that was making the rounds on social media this week, and it's an artist. It was a cool idea, actually. He took pictures of people in everyday situations but removed cell phones from their hands.
Oh, nice.
So it has a couple, like, back-to-back laying in bed where they'd be on their phones, but he takes the phone out. So they're both just turned back-to-back, just staring at their hands.
Yep.
It looks really strange. It's a very effective point. But the thing that immediately occurred to me was how cool would it be to edit in, like, tacos into all of their hands.
Just instantly.
Like, you know, this is how the world should be.
For the taco truck.
We got to make a taco truck happen.
We do.
If anybody has a whole lot of money and wants to help us make a themed taco truck, a.k.a. Daddy Teddy's Taco Truck of Pure Evil, which is a real concept, by the way.
Yes.
Let us know. All right.
I want this taco truck.
You want a taco truck?
I want this taco truck.
We got to start figuring out. We got to write a business plan then.
All right.
I didn't get into business to write business plans. I think we just sound slap happy. I don't think
we are.
Knows what
we
the,
are
what's
kind
going
of
on
slap
right
happy.
Now. That's okay. All right, let's go to some. She'll calm us down. Let's go to Vancouver, British Columbia, and visit with Cynthia again. Hello, Cynthia.
Hey, I'm never going to be able to see those pictures without seeing tacos now.
See, it totally changes it. It's everybody's thinking how depressing it is, and I just think how funny that would be.
And they're so good, you can't share them even with your spouse.
Yes, gigantic tacos. That's even better.
I love it.
See, I think this is, I'm just trying to find positive things, Cynthia, in a world where everybody's trying to be negative all the time, you know?
And the other thing I thought that when I saw all those, like, people used to read books. People do introverted things sometimes that we don't always have to be having a conversation. I mean, it's bad that we're on social media so much, but people used to read newspapers and books and still
yes.
have time to themselves, you know?
Yep. Cynthia, hell, I still spend time just staring off into nothing, thinking about stuff. I mean, you know, that's we always have done things like this.
It gets awkward at dinner, though.
Yeah. As a writer, I do that a lot. Like, I need my tune-out time.
Yes, absolutely. You get it.
Yeah. It's interesting Mary mentioned cadence because the title of my poem is one I read last night as well, Cadence of the Wind. And there were so many gorgeous photos last night. He got all these close-ups of owls and animals that we don't even see very often. So it got me thinking about owls. So this is Cadence of the Wind. Like a cadence of gratitude swirls, wind moves mist across rocky blue landscape, to rest in frosted evergreen. Above almond-tinted branches, winter sits still in the tips of Grouse Mountain. Snowy owls look out over nature, censoring the savory mood of the season, the meandering gift of time, seeing things as they are and blessing them with love. End poem.
I really like that one. I've been having a contentious relationship with an owl outside of my window for a while now, so this that
awesome
resonated.
That you have an owl outside your window.
I do, and it literally will not. It's very loud. I mean, it really, and it is all night. Who, and my sense of humor will not let me not go. I don't know who you're talking about for the 15th night in a row.
That's awesome. Actually, interesting, because Denver and Vancouver have a lot of similar nature. Like, we're close to the Rockies as well. Mm. So, and we have owls in the city too. And then, like, they're really beautiful, but yeah, they're also annoying. There's a whole annoying side to all this beautiful nature too.
I think that's. I saw a video earlier today of an elk bugling, right? And it's this beautiful, majestic creature, and it's the most ridiculous noise. And this gigantic thing going like this, and I can't even do it. And I realized if I had a friend that made that sound, no one would hang out with that person.
And I'm all for protecting nature, and it's really, really important. But, they can be jerks sometimes. I'll still live with them.
Have you ever met a moose? Met a moose? Yes.
They're bound. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. I agree. But at the same time, it is beautiful, and we need to preserve
it. It's beautiful. It needs to be protected, and it's important. But it's not all cuddly and cute.
that's an important thing to remember. Yes. I think that's a good thing.
They're not your friends. They're wild animals. Although the owl may be your friend, we don't know. Maybe a fan.
Maybe a fan in a past life.
Coming too close.
Or someone who absolutely hated me in a past life and just decided to make this their next life's journey. You know, I am going to just bother this guy in particular.
That's actually really funny.
Anyway. Thank you
for having me on the show, and looking forward to the next person.
All right, we're looking forward to it too. Thank you so much. So, Cynthia, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Right, goodbye. And that was Cynthia Kahn from Vancouver, British Columbia, the number third spot here in the return engagement. Wait, that was only that long with all that owl talk?
It was really only. It was funny.
What's with all that owl talk, huh?
Oh.
All right. Let's go now back to Michigan. Let's visit with George. Hopefully he's come back from that bathroom break. Hey, George, how's it going?
Hey, I'm still here in Michigan.
All right, good. Did you end up getting out of that yoga pose all right?
No, I'm still in it. I have my right ankle is stuck to my left ear.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be a while.
You sounded like you were coming from a higher vibration, though. I just, there's something more ethereal about you now on the phone.
Yeah, ethereal. I agree with her. Ethereal is, yeah. No, I don't. Can't say it. Yeah, that's a great night. This thing has a little bit of a backstory. As you know, Susanna Bailey, I think she's on here right now, was in Australia, and she had just recently posted a news story about the terrible drought. Drought so bad that certain towns are going to have to cut it. They've already picked what they call 0 days, which means that on that day or after, they don't even have water for the town. They won't have water. It's just been a long drought, part of this overall global warming, I'm sure. But well, that's whatever. So she has that going on, and of course she writes her poetry. The other day, I posted a poem on Facebook, and it was a picture of me standing on a rock on a lake, Canadian lake, from way back in the '60s. And the poem I wrote, which was very short, it was this: there on a Canadian lake. 50 years ago, I stood in a basking sun thinking about which way to go. Should I paddle the old wooden canoe upstream or down? Should I go back to the city with different goals?
I wondered if this backwoods glory might somehow shadow itself on my face back at work. Moments later, we spotted a black bear swimming off the other shore towards us. Was he at work or play? Had he made a predatory resolution while basking in the sun? Would he go upstream or down? And she, Susanna, replied with this clever poem, as she calls it, above it. It doesn't have a title, but it's a talking about the rock polo double writing prompts. Let's see what. Oh, also a raging thirst as my beautiful country falls deeper into drought. And it goes like this. And so he's gone, your rock, the one you leaned upon in times when things were tough, the one you made, who made you who you are, who made you mother. And so he's gone, your anchor, and left a rising tide of skills to learn the sequence of the bills, the flow of what you spend and what you earn. And so he's gone, you rise, dry eyes turn to wisdom, lifting with the tide to freedom. This rock has rolled away, the anchor has been weighed, now swim. End of piece.
Very, very well done.
Well, she's always got these really witty and sort of relevant kind of responses to stuff.
I appreciate it
very much. I didn't get her. Pardon?
No. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say I didn't get her permission. So I'm probably her people are going to have to talk to my people about the lawsuit.
Oh, but, yeah. Of course. Why not? Everybody sues each other nowadays, right? That's what we do.
That's right.
There's no law. Yeah. It's all civil court now.
Yeah, that's right. I can't answer that. I'll have to talk to my people.
Oh, yeah, we all know. Law doesn't matter to anybody anymore, right?
It's just everybody uses what you see, what you find, what you can steal.
It doesn't even matter what you say on TV. You can directly even admit to something specifically and then still just, all you got to do is just appoint somebody who's ultimately in charge of making the decision. You make sure you hire that person.
Gee,
you're good.
I haven't. I've never heard of that kind of activity. Is that happening in this country?
It's. Some would say yes. Some would say absolutely not. Unless you're, of course, in previous years. I definitely say it happens in a lot of countries. maybe this one too. Who knows?
Maybe this one.
Maybe
small
this one
chance
too.
Though.
It's just small chance. No one knows. No one knows for sure, George.
All right. Anyway, that was sort of an unwitting collaboration between myself and Susanna, and I hope she finds it okay.
Way to go, George.
I'll get out of the way. I'll get out of the way. I don't know how many more readers, but it's been a great evening, and I'm glad to be here.
We are happy that you came as well. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Later. Goodbye. And that was George Collin from Michigan here. In the number four spot, there's three more this evening. Three more. That is really strange to talk about it like this. Then again, I really feel like I could do voiceovers for trailers.
I think you could.
Like give me a situation. So if I said, like, in a world where, you know what I mean? Like, you have to say, in a world where something, something, something. You know what I can do? I can go to Wikipedia, click English, and click random article.
Yeah.
And I could go, okay. In a world called the Boland Rural District in the West Riding of Yorkshire from 1894 to 1974. Maybe? Maybe not?
Yeah, maybe.
I didn't really feel like that worked.
Okay.
Let's try another. No, I'm kidding.
Yes, this show would go downhill real fast.
Like it hasn't already, JT. Come on. Wheels have been falling off for 7 years now, my friend.
That they have.
It would have been long enough that if we declared bankruptcy at the beginning of this show, we'd almost be done.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
That's a lot of years, man.
It is a lot of years.
7 years is a lot of years. All right, let's go to Connecticut. And visit with Barbara. Hello, Barbara.
Hi.
How are you?
It's been a fun night because I keep having to refresh. And twice when I refreshed, I couldn't get the chat room. And then there was no sound. Then I got the chat room. Then there was sound, finally. Only four times.
Only four times.
Okay.
Yeah, four
times.
Well,
then what's the deal? No. That's yeah, that four times is excessive. I understand.
Yeah, no, it's not your fault. It's probably my computer.
Isn't it, though, Barbara? I could be over here cackling and twisting my mustache. Turn the sound off right as she logs back in.
Anyway, I've really been loving the stuff that I've heard so far, but I dug deep into 2015 for one of my April Poem Days, and the prompt was write a poem with my dash the dash. And I believe these were your prompts, but they could have been the poetic asides, but I think, I'm sure these were your prompts. Anyway, so my poem is called My Life, the Short Version. Remember, this is from 2015. As I stand on the lofty pinnacle of age and gaze down at the road like a winding path up a giant hill, my life is the stops along the way on the long journey towards the top. Much of the road was bumpy, causing my vehicle to jump up and down, and sometimes it was smooth like a summer lake at dawn. And I accumulated so much during this long trip that no one body can contain it. Occasionally, I lost loved ones along the way. And one wrenching loss so devastating it almost made me stop. But there is always a sunrise. And maybe the sunsets over various venues are sweet memories as the road continues on the other side of the hill. In poem.
Very well done.
Thank you. Thank you. That was from 2015. And
2013?
15.
14?
15.
Barbara, I'm just playing with you. I'm sorry.
15.
15.
It was 2015.
Oh, okay.
From April Poem Day. And I think it might have been your prompts.
It's very possible.
I'm not
that it
sure.
Was. It's very possible.
They sound
was.
Like your prompts. Yeah.
What is that supposed to? No. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Quirky.
Well, you know what? I've started realizing I don't have a choice. You know, I can try to not be quirky, but you know what? It doesn't help. Nothing helps. I might as well just do it.
No, I really love those prompts. I mean, when I do April Poem Day, I mean, which is I try to do every week, every year, but I also do the WPOM mm-hmm. prompts too, and yeah. They're just really interesting. They get me to go on tangents I never would have dreamed of, you know, thinking about or doing.
Tangents that no one's ever dreamed about are exactly the name of the game for this. But just for anyone listening who isn't aware of it, and I think most of us are, that we have a new prompt every single day. We started doing it in April,
yes.
And we just kept doing it, and we're just going to keep doing it.
Yes, and they're really great. I mean, I'm just looking at some of them that I think are yours because
well,
I'm
they'll
not
they'll
sure.
have a gigantic World Poetry open mic in the corner. So that would be an easy way to figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's I don't know. They're just they're from 2015 on my blog.
Oh,
and
I see
I'm
what
so
you're
bad.
Okay.
I'm so bad at posting my poems that I have 4 years and I haven't posted yet.
It's all right. You know, all in due time. It's all part of the process.
Yeah, I should be. I'm very bad about my blog, really.
Me
I mean,
too. I am too. I completely understand.
The last time I posted was March, so I'm really bad. But anyway, thank you. Have a great night. This was a wonderful show. And I guess we have two more people after me, so I'm going to get off the phone. And hopefully everything will be where it should be, the sound, the chat room, everything, so I can enjoy the rest of the show.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Barbara. We appreciate, feel better, okay? Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut, where the first cut is the deepest. No takers.
Yeah, it always is, though, right?
Well, you know, they say that, but I don't really think that's the case.
I don't think it is either.
Because why would you have a second cut if the first one's the deepest?
Right. I mean, I've never cut meat in one slice.
It kind of reminds me of someone saying, it's always the last place you look. Well, of course it's the last place you look.
I keep looking just to make sure.
My younger brother, this was one that actually cracked me up. My younger brother James, when he was probably like 10, he went to a store and they were advertising, I think it was cheese, buy one, get one free. But it was just written as buy one, get one. So he sees it and he goes, he was upset. He's like, that's ridiculous. Of course you buy one, you get one. Why else would you buy it if you don't get one?
That's great.
And ever since then, it's like, you know, it's true, actually.
It very much
it's
is.
It's totally true. Yeah. All right. he has a way of seeing things that I just don't think of sometimes. All right, let's go to Cleveland, Ohio, home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mama, if you can hear us, we're having that Skype issue again, so you're going to need to hang up and call us back. Jim, also the same situation. We're going to have you call us back because Skype is doing the thing where it gives us just the snow and we can't hear you. Even if you can hear us.
Thank you.
Of course.
Oh, no. I mean, like, she's on it.
Oh, she's.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Look.
Hello, Mama. Oh. You there?
Oh. It dropped her.
Oh, you missed her. Oh. Okay. Mama, call us
there
back
she
one more time.
Is.
Okay. There we go.
Green. There we go, Mama. Sorry about that.
Well, I can't hear the program on the internet, though.
Wait, you're not able to hear it?
No, it went off, and ask the rest of them, can they hear it? Because I can't hear it anymore.
I'm sorry to hear it. I don't know what to tell you. I'm able to pull sound here, but I don't. Oh, wait, no, Barbara says she can't do sound either.
Yeah, I don't think we're getting any sound.
All right, let me see here.
I know we're still broadcasting.
Okay, so are you gonna write a message in the chat room in case? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mama, we're still recording, so let's just keep moving forward, okay? And
go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm just going to step back and let you take the stage. Janice can still hear you, so it is going out to some people. So let's just keep going, and then we'll do what we can.
Okay, well, this was dedicated to Jim, and the name of it is Good Purpose. Looking back at the past too long blinds the future. We all love you, Jim. All of us will concentrate our strengths, and we will bundle up our individual thoughts. Use your God mind. We are stronger together. Unity moves mountains. Look up at the sun and see the clearing sky. We cannot spare the straying lamb. Those who would harm us must not succeed. God is mightier, greater than any man. Together we must stand. Backward never. Let's stick together or we won't advance. We'll be stuck in an avalanche of backward thinking. Backward thinking keeps new thought horizons sinking. Looking back at the past too long blinds the future. We are humanity, the spine that binds morality. We are here just like you. We will help you carry your burdens through. carry your burdens will help you, will share them with you. Let us feel, let us pray universal sorrow away. Let's do things in God's way. Don't carry the old tired grudge. Listen to the voice within. Sin may be buried deep within from years of hearing dirt planted inside of an innocent soul or years of angry hurt. Generations not only pass us through, never accomplishing what they came to do. Buried in sin and evil thoughts keep mankind so tied up in knots. Meditate, and God will speak. Listen to the quiet voice within. He promised never to leave you or ever to lead you astray. He made us for his good purpose, and just some of us got lost along the way. But we'll help you find your way back. Look deep within and find that purpose. Been looking back too long. Staring at life's rear view blinds the future of our strong. Reinvent yourself. Do something you've never done before. Stand out. Make yourself new. Concentrate on your strength. Bundle up your thoughts as one. Use your God mind in this new day and time. We are stronger together. Unity moves mountains, making life better. Look up at the sun and see the clearing sky. We cannot spare the straying lamb. God said, I am that I am. Unity moves mountains. Let's drink from God's ever-flowing fountain. Drink not the stagnated water of evil deeds. Those who would harm us must not succeed. God is greater than any man. Reinvent yourself and take a stand. Backward never, let's stick together. And remember, Jim, that God made us for his good purpose. In peace.
Mama,
a great piece.
That was fantastic. That really was. And we were just sitting here rapt and listening to it the whole time.
Well, I tweaked it just for Jim, but I hope that he feels it, and I hope that he does take some of the advice in the poem. And Jim, just reinvent yourself. Just do something you never did. Don't wallow in that misery. Just do something different.
Yeah. Totally agree. Right. Totally agree. It's you know, I once heard, and I love this, which is falling in love is not meant to keep you in love. It's meant to get you out of bad other situations, but also something where it's a relationship separates like that. It's meant to help you reinvent yourself and see what the new version of yourself is. And I think you're right. Yeah.
Because I remember a while back, I was trying to search for something for Jim, right? And so I had put in a tagline of reinvent yourself, and I found something from 2015, and I guess somebody was writing in all caps, and somebody was saying something important, some emotional things that was important,
right?
And they were saying like, I don't care. They're saying I don't care to everything. And so I see where I had wrote, where I said something, I said, you people are trying to convince everyone that you don't care.
Yeah.
That you don't care. You don't care that you're accepted. You don't care who likes you and trying to prove that you have nothing to prove. Guess what? You're getting on my nerves. You're making me say things I really don't care to say. You really don't care. If you really don't care, stop taking what others have made you feel and bring it to us. We are not the ones who cause your insecurities or insecurities or whatever. Anyway,
Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. I said, don't fuck this up. The only thing you're proving is why you've been made to feel this way. You're so annoying. And stop writing in all caps.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Mama, we love you. Yeah. Thanks so much. And Jim's the next one on. He's the person coming on right after. So I think I'm sure your message was heard.
Jim, I love you. I also put something else in the it's called The Word in Your Mind. It's for Jim. It's another piece I want to give, uplift him. It's another piece that's in the poetry Friends. Oh God, I can't even think right now. World Poetry Open Mic and Friends on Facebook. It's called Jim, This Is For You, and I want you to read that also. All right, we love you, Jim, and it's gonna get better. It gets greater later. Mwah.
All right. Thank you, Mama. We appreciate you. We love you, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. And that was Mama Ladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio, and the second to last caller here in our return engagement. All right.
So I think Jim hung up. Yeah. So yep,
looks like he did. So Jim, give us a call.
Yep.
We are ready when you are, my friend. It's been a good show tonight.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. I'm liking it. All right, here we go. All right. Hello, Jim. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
All right.
So what do you have for us this time? I know you were kind of debating it a bit in the chat room.
Well, there was this one person I had written in the middle of everything been going on. I had written this one woman a few love poems.
Okay.
But the thing is like, you know, she would never respond. So that's just kind of added to what was going on.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I wrote this a little over 2 weeks ago. She is the poem. She is the poem I long to be with, falling in love with her word and phrase. The gentle lilt of her voice lifts me, carry me to places I'd loathe to leave. Tender moments with her, tall and beautiful, I'd trade a kiss, feel her tremble at my touch. A life lived together in the ordinary days, filled with laughter, love, and tears. End of poem.
It's a beautifully written piece.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I don't usually write poems like that. It just, I never really feel that. I mean,
sure.
I get poems, you know, more for the longing. But
I understand what you're saying. Sure.
I mean, it's like for a moment there, I thought this, like, she could have been my wildflower, if you remember that poem.
Yeah, I remember that.
She softened me a little. And then her not responding to me, you know, through Facebook, it just kind of rehardened my heart. And it just really, I got frustrated, angry, depressed.
Yeah.
And it just didn't help with the situation. You know, it's like the time Danielle was still here, she was going to be leaving. It's just waiting for when she'd be able to head back home.
Right.
And last Saturday is when she went back home.
Well, that's got to feel like an enormous kind of vacancy, I can understand, you know.
And I got a lot of things, like I sold my house and I'm trying to find my own place. And I got a lot going on.
Everything's in upheaval.
Yeah.
Well, we're with you, buddy. I mean, and if you need anything, don't hesitate, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. Good evening. And that was Jim calling from Pennsylvania, rounding out our return engagement. Everybody who's listening, if you can, you know, we don't need to inundate him, but reach out. Make sure Jim knows that you're around. Make sure he knows that he has support from this group. I think it's really important because he absolutely does. It's not a put-up job. Yep. I know all of us. He actually does have support here. So Yeah, I agree with Dennis. Keep your chin up. That's what we got to do. Barbara just fixed the sound. That's fantastic, Barbara.
Awesome.
So, Barbara, because you just fixed the sound, you're going to get to hear me say thank you so much, everybody, for spending this Friday evening with us. From Ursa, the studio dog, from Novia, the studio cat, from JT and myself, we love you. We cannot wait to see you again next Friday. Keep in mind, we'll be doing this twice a week starting in October. But for now, it will be until next Friday. So until then, keep writing and good night.